now. Testimony deadline. Trump unloads. I'm Barton Eckert. The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford more time to decide on the terms for her to testify about allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teens at a party. That's according to a tweet from Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa. President Trump told a rally in Missouri Friday night there's a lingering stench about what was being exposed at the Justice Department and promised to get rid of it like he did at the FBI. Trump also made mention of his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
And I said, we have to fight for him, not worry about the other side.
Looking to keep his seat following the midterm elections, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz took on his Democratic challengers, Beto O'Rourke, in a feisty debate.
The candidates debated O'Rourke's recent support for protesting the national anthem.
Standing up not just for your rights, but everyone's rights in this country, there's nothing more American than that.
Everyone has a right to protest. You have a right to speak. But you could speak in a way that doesn't disrespect the flag, that doesn't disrespect the national anthem.
O'Rourke reminded the audience repeatedly that he's visited all 254 counties in Texas, while Cruz said representing the state is more about looking out for the best interest of Texans. Clayton Neville on the SMU campus in Dallas.
An independent investigation has found the University of Maryland culpable in the death of Terrapins football player Jordan McNair.
Dr. Rod Walters, a former college athletic trainer and sports medicine consultant, led the investigation and said trainers did not follow proper procedures.
Correspondent John Stolness says McNair was hospitalized on May 29th after a team workout. He then died on June 13th. The family attorney said the cause of death was heat stroke. I'm Barton Eckert.
Hi, I'm Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, Senior Solutions. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. The Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Later, hear Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. The Do-It-Yourself Investor at 9. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave.
Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
Is a prospector an offensive school mascot? Our Jim Roop reports one California university says it is.
California State University Long Beach has removed Prospector Pete as its mascot. It might seem an innocent enough mascot, a gold rush prospector, but Native American and other groups fought to have it removed because to them it represents murder, slavery, and subjugation. As prospectors came into California during the 1849 gold rush, many indigenous people were killed or enslaved, and that continued in the decades after the gold rush. The university says it has not yet determined what its new mascot would be, but it is asking for suggestions. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Workers at Publix supermarkets throughout Florida will soon be allowed to grow beards. According to a report in the Orlando Sentinel, the grocery chain is reversing a decades-long policy for store employees. Until now, store workers could only wear conservative mustaches. I'm Barton Eckert.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Make your retirement more predictable. Listen to The Retirement Key Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
By 2030, one in five U.S. residents will be retirement age. It's never too early to start thinking about where you will spend those golden years. Eric Stewart, host of Senior Solutions right here on WMAL, would like to personally invite you to a seminar on aging in place in Maryland and Virginia in October. This is a one-of-a-kind seminar that explains all of the housing options you have as you grow older. For more information, call 800-900-9104 or visit ericstewartgroup.com. Space is limited. Act now to reserve your seat.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Immune System, How to Build Your Arsenal, on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com can start for free today. View photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. Start for free today at Match.com. That's Match.com.
You may have heard of ALS through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but did you know that within 2 to 5 years, ALS can rob a person of their ability to walk, to talk, to eat, and finally, to breathe? You can help put a stop to this devastating disease by participating in the 2018 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 13th at the Washington Monument Grounds, starting at 9 a.m. To register, please visit walktodefeatals.org and walk for those who no longer can. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen proudly supports the Walk to Defeat ALS.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update. And which of the controversies do we choose first? Is it Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire around the White House? That's what he was talking about doing. Was he being facetious? Was he pushing back in a sarcastic way at Andrew McCabe? Wow. We'll get into that one in a few minutes, but there's one I think that is probably more important to the longer term of the nation, and that is the entire week's saga now of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. We all know that Dr. Christine Ford came out with allegations last weekend and expressed a willingness to come to Washington and testify, but it's been a week of delays. Now, the Senate Republicans on Friday extended a counteroffer to Ford and her attorney, Deborah Katz, to testify on Capitol Hill next Wednesday. That amid the negotiations that were continuing. Ford's lawyer, Deborah Katz, labeled a 10 o'clock deadline that Charles Grassley had laid out. 10 o'clock last night, that was the deadline. If there was no response or a rejection of the offer, Grassley said in a statement, the committee may set a vote on the nomination for Monday. So 10 o'clock passed last night. You may have gone to bed. You may have been watching something else. What happened after that? Well, we all waited with bated breath. Charles Grassley issued a tweet at 11:27. He didn't take the bait. This is the quote from the tweet. 5 times now, we have granted extension for Dr. Ford to decide if she wants to proceed with her desire stated 1 week ago that she wants to tell Senate her story. Dr. Ford, if you changed your mind, say so, so we can move on. I want to hear your testimony. Come to us, or we to you. Obviously an extension in that tweet. Well, if that wasn't abundantly clear, Senator Grassley, at 11:42 p.m. last night, issued the following tweet and addressed it to Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Quote, Judge Kavanaugh, I just granted another extension to Dr. Ford to decide if she wants to proceed with the statement that she made last week to testify to the Senate. She should decide, so we can move on. I want to hear her. I hope you understand. It's not my normal approach to be indecisive. That was the tweet last night, Senator Charles Grassley at 11:42, tweeting addressed to Judge Kavanaugh. That's where we stand. Now, how'd we get here? Well, we can look at it a couple of different ways. You may recall that last week there seemed to be a willingness to come to Washington right away and talk to the Senate. And Dr. Ford was offered a private setting or a public setting. Her attorney is Deborah Katz. Deborah Katz is a Washington, D.C.-based civil rights attorney. If you go to her Twitter feed, you'll find that Deborah Katz lists herself as a civil rights lawyer at KMBLE. Well, it's kmblegal.com. Now, law firm here in D.C., long-time law firm. Her description on her Twitter site is women's rights and social justice activist and mom of a teenage son. In other words, exhausted. Okay, that's cute. That's her Twitter page. But her tweets are protected tweets. Jeff Wolf across the console is sort of wrenching up his eyebrows going, gee, I hadn't heard that before. I didn't know there was such a thing as a protected tweet. Well, her tweets are private. They're protected. You have to sign up, get her permission, request it. Okay, that's fine. That's her prerogative to have protected tweets, free country. You can do that. It's a little slim on transparency, but it's her, you know, her business. As it reads, this account's tweets are protected. Only confirmed followers have access to at Deborah Katz, KMB's tweets, and complete profile. Click the follow button to send a follow request. I didn't think I'd get the request turned around by this morning, so I didn't hit the button last night. And again, this is her right, but I think it's just very interesting that prominent attorney would have a protected tweet feed. Okay. Now, she spoke to the University of Wisconsin Law School alumni publication called The Gargoyle. It's the University of Wisconsin Law School alumni pub. This was this summer. And she said, young people give her hope. This is reading from the article. Young people give her hope, she says, because they are engaged, organized, and are not going to let issues of discrimination go. The resistance is not going away, says Katz, and she is committed to being a part of it. You can Google the Gargoyle if you want to see that, which is fine. She has a right to say that. No problem. This is from Good Morning America. Now, the setting is Jeff Sessions' nomination. Protests around that time in February of 2017 about Jeff Sessions' nomination and still the sort of the raw feelings after the election. And Good Morning America has a little video clip. You'll hear the reporter for a second, but then you will hear the words of Deborah Katz as she is protesting. Again, it's her right to protest, but just putting it out there so you're informed.
We will protest!
It was a bitter feud to the very end.
We're going to fight back. We are going to resist. We will not be silent.
So you heard it. We're going to fight back. We're going to resist. Well, that's her right. That's how she feels. The delays, a lot of people have said, may be politically motivated. Now, if you go to FEC.gov, which is the Federal Election Commission list of political donations, you'll find that she's donated to a lot of Democratic candidates. Modest donations, anywhere from $250 to $1,000. Again, that's her right. That's fine. Not a problem. I'm not criticizing her for any of this. Simply giving you information as you formulate your opinion as to whether there is political motivation behind the delays. So that's for your consideration. Now, the prejudging by the Democrat senators is fascinating. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first off, we'll check the traffic and weather. And then we're going to get back and we'll get into some of the comments from the Democratic senators that you may or may not have heard this week. It's 6:16. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, 703-922-1900.
AActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
If you're looking to sell your home in the Metro DC area, then call Debbie Dolrule Associates of Long & Foster. Debbie and her team have been doing real estate for 30 years and have helped people just like you sell and buy over 7,000 homes. They're the number one team in Long & Foster, and for good reason. Debbie Dolrule is changing the way real estate is sold. Whether you're wanting maximum value or maximum convenience, Debbie has you covered. Their friendly and professional team gets you more money, period. No gimmicks necessary. It's as easy as 3-2-1 sold. 3. Contact Debbie. 2. Get an on-site evaluation. And 1. In 24 hours, have an offer on your home and a suggested list price. Call Debbie's team at 571-200-5321. That's 571-200-5321. Or visit 321homesold.com.
It's as easy as 321 sold.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Immune System, How to Build Your Arsenal, on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. If you've gone outside this morning, you will find morning rain. We're looking for a high of 74 today. For tomorrow, more rain, high of 63. Rain on Monday, high 67. Thunderstorms Tuesday with a high of 78. And evening thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 83. Now, the question mark about the politics surrounding the allegation and the entire nomination process that's been going on for months, I find this interesting. And again, you know, everybody has a right to express their opinion and feel the way they do. So I'm not criticizing anybody's political orientations here. But I do question senators who have already prejudged the guilt or innocence of Brett Kavanaugh prior to hearing the in-person testimony of Dr. Ford. Kamala Harris, of course, Senator of California, she is a prosecutor. So here's a prosecutor. Now, wouldn't you think a prosecutor might say innocent until proven guilty, or that, you know, the burden of proof is on the accuser, not on the defendant? Well, it was Tuesday morning. CBS, Kamala Harris says,
I believe her. Listen, first of all, anybody who comes forward at this point to be prepared to testify in the United States Senate against someone who is being nominated to one of the most powerful positions in the United States government, that takes an extraordinary amount of courage.
Okay, so that's her opinion. Kirsten Gillibrand, okay, what's she have to say about it? Senator from New York, of course.
I believe her. Because she's telling the truth. She is asking the FBI to investigate her claims. She is asking for that kind of review, that investigative work, that oversight, that accountability, because she's telling the truth. Someone who is lying does not ask the FBI to investigate their claims. Who is not asking the FBI to investigate these claims? The White House. Judge Kavanaugh has not asked to have the FBI review these claims. Is that the reaction of an innocent person? It is not.
Now, it might be the reaction of somebody with a legal mind that would look at the whole situation this way. It's 36 years ago. Brett Kavanaugh was described as stumbling drunk. That was the accusation. Deborah Katz, the attorney for Dr. Ford, told CBS Monday morning that Deborah Ford that night had consumed a beer. Now, if you go back 36 years, do you remember how many beers you may have consumed at a party? Is it possible? Is it possible maybe more than one beer was consumed? Oh, no. So maybe there's a hesitancy. I'm not saying I know, talk to anybody about it or not. I'm just saying common sense might dictate that if you were to launch an FBI investigation asking people what they recall from 36 years ago, you may get some inaccurate information that could potentially taint the innocence of an innocent man. That's just a possibility. That's just an opinion. Well, there's always Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. And Senator Richard Blumenthal also taking the, well, let's not wait to hear what Kavanaugh has to say about it, or let's not wait to hear what Dr. Ford says about it, because I know she's right.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford. I believe the survivor here. There's every reason to believe her. She has come forward courageously and bravely.
Okay, that's his opinion. And, you know, you wouldn't be able to finish out a group of senatorial clips without the great Senator Chuck Schumer from New York. And he's right at home on The View.
I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible. And I think when the investigation is finished and when she testifies and Judge Kavanaugh testifies, I think a majority of senators will find her credible. And I don't think, I didn't ever thought Kavanaugh should get appointed.
Did you hear what he just said? I never thought Kavanaugh should get appointed. So he's obviously stating that he's completely biased and has been for eternity. He never thought he should be appointed. I mean, how far back does that go? Does that go back to his high school days? He never thought he should be appointed. Oh, no bias there. What do you think? When you get the conversation going around the table tonight or tomorrow night at dinner and you're maybe with your friends talking about it, a lot of considerations, but politics is certainly playing its role. 625 Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit, and you'll lock in a 2.35% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. Citi, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your comfort, and save you 40%. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows, so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from Thompson Creek means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. The typical supply chain has products going from the manufacturer to the distributor to the contractor and finally to the subcontractor for installation. Thompson Creek is the only factory with true factory direct pricing, and they're the only party responsible for their warranty, which covers you for up to 50 years. So Thompson Creek gives you peace of mind. Call now to buy one window and get one 40% off, plus zero interest until April 2020. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, or see thompsoncreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
Like the new year, September is a month for renewal. It's a great time to reaffirm resolutions like losing that weight and getting in shape. Easier said than done? Not with EMP 180, the new standard for weight loss and fitness programs in the D.C. area. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're like me, you've lost weight and then gained it back over and over again. EMP 180 is different. Trust me, it works. It's time to get off that weight loss roller coaster. EMP 180 is programmed to fit into your lifestyle, not the other way around, offering incredibly personalized service that utilizes qualified masters in nutrition, registered dietitians, and an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. EMP 180 goes above and beyond with phone calls, emails, restaurant info, grocery lists, following up on a bad week. You are not alone with EMP 180. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, and a brand new location in Alexandria, call 855-888-0180 or Google EMP 180. That's 855-888-0180 or Google EMP 180.
We're coming up on 6:30 on WMAL, and obviously we have a lot to cover this morning. We're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times, and she's got her perspectives on Washington and where it is heading. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning, and wow, a lot going on the FBI front and the allegations in the New York Times article about Rod Rosenstein and would he wear a wire to record President Trump and ultimately trigger members of the cabinet or the executive branch invoking the 25th Amendment? Are you kidding me? That's what the New York Times says, and a lot of talk around Washington on that last night and will be over the weekend. We're going to get into that with Tony Schaefer this morning. Obviously, we'll be talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, about, of course, the Brett Kavanaugh situation, the Senate, the next moves, and kind of a historical perspective on these types of things. That's all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, as well as a chat with Cheryl Atkinson and some very interesting information on the opioid crisis. It's all on the way. Saturday Morning Update.
The Alex Smith era begins.
The consistency that he has.
He's a natural born leader.
He's one of those guys.
Hopefully be here for the next 10 years.
Redskins, Packers. Coverage begins Sunday at noon.
Redskins touchdown!
WMAL.
Time for a check of the traffic. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Good morning. Dealing with a very serious accident scene on the northbound side of I-95 in Maryland. Do proceed with caution here. Looks like all lanes are currently shut down just north of 212 approaching the ICC. delays back towards the Beltway. Southbound side is also affected by this. Reports that two left lanes are currently blocked. Northbound side of the VW Parkway reports of an accident scene near 197 as well. I'm Tony Rodriguez. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for rain around the Washington area this morning with a high of 74 today. Rain tomorrow, high 63. Rain on Monday, high 67. Tuesday, thunderstorms, high 78. And Wednesday, afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 83. Wow, more rain. That's all we need. 72 right now in Washington, only heading up to 74 this afternoon. And it's 6:33 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year, don't you? Nothing's better than lying in bed on an autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or your loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open during sleep, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 150 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Every week, Jennifer Harper tries to put it all in perspective for us. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
So I understand we are the first to report that one of the new license tag slogans in D.C. will be Crazy Town. Is that right?
Well, gosh, it wouldn't surprise me in the least because there are a lot of people that think D.C. is Crazy Town right now. And certainly it's definitely hard to put things in perspective when they are changing so quickly. But I think that our friend Tucker Carlson over at the Fox News Channel put it best. This is a direct quote from him. He says, "We're in Washington. I've been here all my life, and I can say I have never seen this city crazier, more paranoid, more tense, or more dumb." Interesting comment. He was having a conversation with Ann Coulter at the time. And certainly, there are a lot of people that are echoing this. So if you feel like things are amiss and kind of all over the place, you're not alone. In fact, Rush Limbaugh coined a new term this week, not the drive-by media, but the drive-by Democrats, which I thought was an interesting and handy little term because he's talking about the fact that the Democrats and the media are both more or less behaving in the same way. And speaking of Ann Coulter, when they're talking about Brett Kavanaugh's nomination and all the mayhem that's going along with this and the behavior of the Democrats and the media, this is what Ann Coulter had to say. If they get away from this, then you have CNN running the country. It's not even just the Democrats running the country. It's the media running the country. So that kind of explains Crazy Town. And, you know, certainly a lot of people are saying if you're disturbed by what you're seeing, well, look for the good news. I mean, certainly there's endless good news about the stock market and the jobs and the gross domestic product and everything else. And that's always out there. And certainly it's very difficult for the public to keep track of all of this changing. And a lot of analysts are thinking that the constantly changing narrative that's being crafted by both the Democrats and the media is going to backfire because people simply can't understand it after a while. And last but not least, adding to this particular topic this morning, we want to make sure that you know that Stormy Daniels now has a comic book that has been made out of her, proclaiming her to be a superhero. They're calling her an unlikely feminist icon. This is from the Political Power series from Tidal Wave Productions.
She's a real role model for females. Slept with Donald Trump, supposedly, and she's a porn star.
Well, there you go. Anyway, this is from the Political Power series from Tidal Wave Productions. They've already done 60 comics on all sorts of political figures, including Donald Trump and Hillary, and even Comey ended up on a comic book. So there you go. That's your week.
Well, the media continues to harp on Donald Trump, and the negativity continues, and you have yet another study that would echo those results?
Yes, I do have another study that will echo those results. And indeed, this is coming from our friends over at newsbusters.org, always on top of the latest follies in the media. And they have done a study. This is a significant study, 9 months worth of broadcast news stories that they looked at, January 1 through September 10. And what they were looking for, Rick, is the use of weird language by newscasters when they talk about President Trump. And here's what they have to say. The broadcasters are trying very hard to portray President Trump as someone who's angry, fuming, and outraged all the time. This is a calculated strategy, this study found. They say TV news reporters have saturated the airwaves with subjective language about the president's emotional state, most of it casting him as an out-of-control hothead. This is coming from Rich Noyes and Bill D'Agostino. They're both senior analysts for Newsbusters. And again, they looked at newscasts from January 1 through January 10. They found out that broadcast journalists were most likely to describe the president as angry, often using highly charged words to paint him as unhinged. Viewers heard Trump variously described as furious, fuming, outraged, venting, infuriated, livid, enraged, seething, or just plain angry. And they actually counted the number of times this went on. In other words, lashing out, tirade, blasting, erupting, he's doing all these things. Anyway, they discovered that these kind of terms were used 185 times. And also they found out that they described Mr. Trump as being worried, anxious, shaken, or afraid, or something similar 14 times. But if they were going to have any type of positive reflection, that only happened 23 times in 9 months, in which they described the president as either delighted or gleeful. So again, one of these studies that's showing us by the numbers that the news media is still kind of up to its tricks.
All right. We've seen Elizabeth Warren a lot recently, and of course John Kerry is out hawking his book and trying to continue to be Secretary of State, at least to Iran. So what are the folks in Massachusetts saying about either one of them running for president?
Oh, well, we have a political and cultural moment here regarding both of these folks, because both of them appear to be having big presidential possibilities. They still have not gotten over the White House and may declare their intention to run in 2020. And, well, there's a new poll out from the Boston Globe. How about that? Conducted by Suffolk University. They say about Elizabeth Warren, she has the national profile. She has the money. What Senator Elizabeth Warren may not have, should she decide to run in 2020, is the endorsement of Massachusetts voters. This particular poll found that 58% of likely Massachusetts voters do not want Ms. Warren to run for the White House. And the director of the poll, David Pelliologa, said, "This was a shocking finding to me, given that the Democrats like her so much, and she has been making moves to run for president. I would have expected her to be leading this list of potential Massachusetts presidential candidates." And it only revealed that less than a third of the voters would want Ms. Warren to run. And that's about the same level of enthusiasm this poll found, because only 33% wanted former Senator John Kerry to run for president.
Wow.
Either. So,
wow,
not too warm feelings about Elizabeth and John there.
Well, you know, as you mentioned it, it makes you wonder. You look at maybe 1,000 people in politics that are really key leaders in politics, and maybe you've got between CNN, MSNBC, the major broadcast outlets, the key papers, the Post, the Times, etc., maybe a couple of thousand people, and that couple of thousand people trying to manipulate, control, and pretend to express the opinions of 325.7 million people in this country.
Oh, you're 100% right, and certainly we found that out in 2016 when the term "the bubble," that the certain folks never got beyond their bubble when suddenly Donald Trump won the presidency. So a lot of that type of behavior is repeating itself again. So we'll see. I mean, everything's still up in the air for 2020, and certainly the midterms are getting everybody on edge because they're drawing up on us so quickly. But you're right about that, Rick.
All right. Well, on the other side of the spectrum, we have the Values Voters Conference this weekend, annual event in Washington. It's a big deal. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a big deal, and this is sort of an antidote to all of the old crazy town kind of stuff that we were talking about earlier. Indeed, the Values Voters Summit is in town. They draw about 3,000 people to a very nice hotel up in Northwest there. And this is a very significant weekend. They have 65 speakers here, and the whole weekend is dedicated to ensuring the momentum, that is their word for it, of America's bedrock values. We're talking about religious freedom, pro-life causes, a state of conservatism, effectively pushing it back against all of the cultural foes that confront America, and also national security. And here's what Tony Perkins has to say. He is the president of the Family Research Council, which is a chief organizer of this event, which has been covered by C-SPAN and certainly will be covered by C-SPAN today. He said, "Values voters waited 8 years for a leader who puts America's mission first and respects the values that made America into a great nation. In 2016, values voters were instrumental in the election of President Trump and Vice President Pence." And he's right about that. I did some research to look at how the values voters did vote back in 2016. And I went to Pew Research Center, which tracks all this kind of stuff. And they found that 98% of the voters who are, quote, consistently conservative voted for Mr. Trump. And 87% of the mostly conservatives also sided with him. And the researchers also found that 77% of evangelicals voted for Mr. Trump as well. And they have a lot of demographics there, and those are just a few of them. But anyway, some of the speakers, certainly Vice President Pence was there, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Freedom Caucus Representative Mark Meadows, who could possibly be Speaker of the House at some point, Oliver North, Michelle Bachmann, Ben Carson, a whole lot of folks. Anyway, it was 65 people were there, and I think it's something where they're reminding not only each other, but they're reminding America that there still are bedrock values, no matter what the media has to say about it, and they're reinforcing them.
And you're known for the bumper patrol. What did somebody see out there?
Well, you know, I haven't done a bumper patrol in a while. This is seeking out crazy bumper stickers that are out there, but someone finally contacted me and had a real good one. And this was spotted by a Washington Times reader in Annapolis, Maryland. And this is what the bumper sticker said: "Any functioning adult for president, 2020. So there you go.
Well, that rules out the ones we've seen so far.
Well, and also I also did some research on current bumper stickers. And if you're feeling kind of blue, note that CafePress.com, they've been selling bumper stickers for a long time online. They are still selling the Reagan Bush 1984 bumper sticker if you want to get one of those. Again, that's cafepress.com.
And they change it to Reagan Bush 2020. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:46 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL, and a time for the check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez in the traffic center. Tony?
Good morning. Got some good news on the northbound side of the BW Parkway. The earlier accident scene near 197 is in the clearing stages. Those delays back towards Powder Mill should start to dissipate fairly quickly. The northbound side of I-95 still shut down on the northbound end. Delays back towards the Capitol Beltway. Southbound side affected by this, with two left lanes being blocked. 270 completely up to speed, and no issues on the outer loop of the Beltway. I'm Tony Rodriguez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, we're looking for more rain, especially morning rain. High temperature today, 74, and it is wet out there already this morning. Rain for the day on Sunday, high of 63, and that's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. For Monday, more rain, high 67. Thunderstorms on Tuesday, high of 78, and more thunderstorms Wednesday with a high of 83. Outside now in D.C., 72, only heading up to 74 today, and it's 647 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is 6:48 on the Saturday morning update, and the story reported by the New York Times yesterday, headline, Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly recording Trump and discussed 25th Amendment. Opening paragraph, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested last year that he secretly record President Trump in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration, and he discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office for being unfit. According to the New York Times, Mr. Rosenstein made these suggestions in the spring of 2017 when Mr. Trump's firing of James Comey as FBI director plunged the White House into turmoil. Over the ensuing days, the president divulged classified intelligence to Russians in the Oval Office, and revelations emerged that Mr. Trump had asked Mr. Comey to pledge loyalty and end an investigation into his senior aide. These are the words of the New York Times. Mr. Rosenstein was just 2 weeks into his job. He had begun overseeing the Russia investigation, played a key role in the president's dismissal of Mr. Comey by writing a memo critical of his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. But Mr. Rosenstein was caught off guard when Mr. Trump cited the memo in the firing, and he began telling people that he feared he had been used. Well, that's according to the New York Times and anonymous sources, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Well, President Trump was out on the campaign trail at the end of the week. He was in Las Vegas on Thursday, and he was in Springfield, Missouri last night, home of Claire McCaskill, who is up for re-election. President Trump addressed what's going on at the Department of Justice, and he's also, of course, seen the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text. More information out on that story this week. Well, president was talking about it.
We have a true swamp in Washington. Just look at what is now being exposed in our Department of Justice and the FBI. Look at what's going on.
And he continued,
you had some real bad ones. You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
Those words about some of the top leadership at the FBI that the president was critical of. Yeah, he's talking about Trump. Tariffs, too. You know, there's been a lot of criticism of tariffs, and the Democrats are hoping that tariff issues will bring some of those Trump supporters over to the Democratic side in November. Well, here's what he had to say about tariffs.
We charged 25% on $50 billion worth of merchandise tariffs coming in. And then they said, well, we're going to do the same thing. I said, that's okay. We have far more bullets. We're going to go $200 billion at 25%. Chinese-made goods. And we will come back with more if they retaliate. We have a lot more to come back with.
Well, that's where we are on tariffs as of last night in Springfield, Missouri. And, of course, President Trump was there at the rally in Springfield supporting the GOP Senate candidate Josh Hawley, and the president also touting his support of the U.S. military.
Our military will soon be more powerful than ever before. And just today I signed a new bill fully funding Veterans' Choice for our great veterans.
So that was the president, some highlights of his speech last night in Springfield, Missouri. And what's interesting is if you watch some of the cable coverage of the speeches, there are a lot of similarities, especially when he's in one town one night and another town the next night. A lot of similarities in the addresses. But what strikes me is he'll start speaking, and maybe if you've got it on in the background, not paying full attention, and get a phone call or, run downstairs, grab something out of the kitchen, maybe spend a little extra time in the kitchen, get waylaid, pick up the vacuum cleaner, whatever, and you come back into the room an hour and 15 minutes later, he's still talking. I'm like, he's still there? He's still going on. He just does not stop. These people get their money's worth when they go to the rallies, that's for sure. It's amazing. The energy level that this guy has, and wow, it's something else. A lot of controversy, but a lot of energy, too.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Immune System, How to Build Your Arsenal, on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.com. Problem solved.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Saturday morning update, 6:55, and here's a story you probably didn't hear this week. You have to go to the local Dallas newspapers to get it. Headline, historic GOP win in state Senate race dampens Democratic hopes for a blue wave in Texas. Subhead, shocking, humiliating, just plain not great. That's how Democrats describe losing a long-held South Texas state Senate seat to upstart conservative Pete Flores on Tuesday night. The Republican win was historic, the first GOP victory there since just after the Civil War. It's like 139 years, right? The article goes on to say, and this is from the Dallas News, continues by saying, the implications stretch far beyond the district. Republicans are now more likely to hold on to a supermajority in the Texas Senate, lending even more legislative power to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and the chamber's most conservative members. The outcome also dampens Democrats' hopes that a blue wave is coming to Texas. Did you hear that anywhere this week? Sure you did. You might have heard it here, but I'm not sure where else you would have heard it. That's Texas. Well, also in Texas, American Airlines Center in Dallas. That's one of the big ones like the Verizon Center. Well, starting in November, Michelle Obama's book tour. That's right. It's called Becoming. It starts in November. She will make stops at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, the Pepsi Center in Denver. Now, these are capacities of 15,000. Now, we've all heard the Obamas called rock stars in the past. Her book tour will have similarities of that of a rock star hitting the largest venues, indoor venues in these markets, 15,000 or higher, being used for Michelle Obama. Very interesting.
Chris Plant here. You know the jingle, you know the name. Hadid has been cleaning your grandmother's rugs and your great-grandmother's rugs. For more than 60 years, my friend Joe Hadid has specialized in hand-washing your delicate rugs and carpets, but now Joe is more excited than ever. He's created a menu of cleaning options that are faster, more affordable, and can save you money without compromising quality. Look, if it's been a little while since you got a quote from Joe, call back. Joe has a new express service that can definitely save you money, and when you qualify, you still get the same VIP treatment. They come to your home, move the furniture, roll up the rugs, and return them with a deep-down professional clean. Plus, for a limited time, Joe's offering 15% off any in-plant rug cleaning. That's 15% off. To learn more about all the new cleaning options, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed didn't sell with the real estate agent who actually took the initial listing. Now, the result of that is, well, it costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. See, this is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 7,000 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Saturday morning update, and the very latest in the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process was 11:42 last night. A tweet from Charles Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, addressed to Judge Kavanaugh, "I just granted another extension to Dr. Ford to decide if she wants to proceed with the statement she made last week to testify to the Senate. She should decide so we can move on. I want to hear her. I hope you understand. It's not my normal approach to be indecisive." That's one of the tweets. He had another tweet last night, too, and we're going to talk about that next with John Gizzi. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.